You were one in a million, one in a million. Yeah, you want me one in a million. My boss in Dunio, hey, you're the world of manga de mi be. You want me one in a million. My boss in Dunio, hey, you're the world of manga de mi be. Famous yellow bumuleo Bumbole, me a famous yellow bumuleo Bumbole, me a famous yellow bumuleo Bumbole.
Hey dear listener, you're so welcome for yet another edition of the podcast today with me, Derek Percy. Apparently, my brother Nelly J.R. is not around. He was supposed to be here, but he has been taken up by some duties. This podcast is apparently sponsored by Zamora Promotions for your events, promotions and brandings. Maybe an artist and you need some sponsorship deals in your events and production sponsorships and the rest, you can always contact Zamora Promotions for that help on 0786-666-322. Today, my guest happens to be a first visitor. And this is a gentleman who is so much known in town when it comes to taking care of people, of revelers in events, in clubs, and the rest. He's apparently not a stranger as such, and you're welcome, my guest.
Thanks a lot.
Tell the listeners who you are.
Actually, I'm Emma Scorpion by names.
Emma Scorpion?
Yeah, by names,
mm-hmm. Are those your real names?
No.
What are your real names?
My real name is Aduke Emmanuel.
Aduke Emmanuel, yes.
Yeah, I'm a pure Christian.
I see.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you were born within that festive season of Christmas.
Yeah.
Around the period Jesus was born.
That's it.
But then, at least for the sake of being born within that time, we expected you to be a pastor. Or maybe you should have followed the lane of Jesus, of which you're not doing.
Yeah.
Jesus wasn't a boxer.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
But you know, we are different from those people.
I see.
Yeah.
So basically, where do you come from?
I'm someone from Logiri.
Logiri.
Tribe by Kebu.
Kebu.
Yeah.
Hey, you're Kebu.
Yeah.
Teti.
Tetingi.
I see.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then you've been known in Rua Town from boxing. Is that where you really started your career perhaps from? Or you started somewhere else, then you came to who you are now?
Actually, no. I started as a security person.
Okay.
I've been working as a bouncer. I'm now in this industry for long. Yeah.
How long have you been in the industry so far?
Actually, if I'm to remember, you know, something like good years, like 4 years in it.
4 years.
Yeah.
Take us through your academic journey, like where you've studied from.
Okay. Me, I didn't go far with school. I'm a primary 7 dropout because of
financial
concerns. Yeah,
yeah.
I'm raised up by my mother. We grew up in a poor family. So then I grew up after finishing my primary 7. There's no another way.
Where did you finish that that primary 7 from?
Actually, I dropped in a primary called Arua Primary.
Yeah, you studied within Arua Primary.
Yeah.
How many are you in your family?
We are 7.
Okay.
7 in numbers.
And you're the first born?
No. I'm the third.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're the third born.
Yeah.
All right. So when you said you started this bouncer work as a security guard. As a security guard for a company or?
Not a company, but in clubs.
In clubs.
Yeah, actually.
Where did you draw your inspirations from to become a bouncer? Like the calling to say, this time round, I want to be a bouncer. I don't want to be a DJ. I don't want to be an MC. I don't want to be what, but I want to be a bouncer.
Actually, I got that courage. The day I start this weightlifting things.
Weightlifting,
doing my exercise. Then I've got up, found out that I've got a body. Then I had to think something better, so that to move on. And I thought about, like, yeah, I already have body. I cannot waste this body like this, because this body also needs food, needs money, and many other things. So
why didn't you go for farming when you gained the body?
Bro, this is town.
Yes.
Yeah, this is town. This is town, actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
But then I've always seen the way you do your things in clubs is not the way some other bouncers do their things. Mostly, you find a scenario where somebody's drunk and the person becomes rowdy in the club. You find, in other case, some of your colleagues or maybe some other bouncers will come and throw such a person, pick such a person and throw him out of the club. But for your case, it has always been different. What makes you exceptional?
Actually, I thank, my thanks goes to Mr. Aliobe.
Aliobe.
Yeah.
Who is actually my brother.
Yeah, yeah. Because he is the very person who always advised me. Yeah.
On how to handle people.
Yeah.
So in such cases, like, what do you always do? Mostly when somebody's drunk and not disturbing others in the club, what do you do?
You know, it's a matter of using your brain. Because a person comes to a club and drinks. Drinks and gets drunk here in your club.
Yeah.
And then it's your responsibility to take care of this person. Then when the person is too, you see, is behaving arrogantly, you come to the person and talk to in a polite way.
Yeah.
People always respect you when you talk to them in a good way,
than
handling them in a bad way.
In a violent manner.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's what has made you so exceptional from the others.
Yeah.
I see. So, what does it really take for one to be a bouncer? Like, can I also be a bouncer?
Yes, you can be a bouncer, but you still need a lot of trainings.
Okay. So what does it take? Take us through the steps of...
It's not all about lifting, getting big and becoming a bouncer. Okay?
What
so you also need to have that manner of respecting the crowded place and the person you're working with. Yeah.
And the crowd you're handling.
Yeah.
But then there are moments when you've been personally, you've been mentioned in incidences where you've been fighting some people. In the nightclubs.
I haven't fought someone seriously.
What do you do then?
You only give one slap for the person when it's beyond. Do you understand?
Like, what do you mean beyond? What do you mean beyond?
When the person is now... When the person can't now understand what you're talking to.
What you're telling
him. Only you give one slap.
And that always raises the senses.
Yeah, as a transport. So that you can leave and go home. Simple.
Yeah, as transport.
Yeah.
Why did you instead give money as transport and slap?
No, even though you give that person, a kind of person, even though you give money, he cannot, he or she cannot accept what you're doing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So, generally, you've not told us, like, how long you've been in this, particularly how long you've been in this.
Yeah.
How long have you really been in this game of bouncing?
Actually, if I can remember, I started this around something like 2009 to 2010 there.
2009, 2010. Yeah. So you're about 10 or 11 years. I must say 11 years already in the game.
Yeah.
Then you've really mastered a lot.
Because I started this when I was too young. But I started it around in a club called Alanus. That's right.
Alanus.
Alanus.
Which year was that?
Club. That was 2010, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. That's where I start this work of bouncing.
Now, from the lifting of the metals and the rest, when did you feel like, when did you feel you can now become a bouncer?
Actually,
after maybe how long? Like, how long had you trained to feel that you're now ready for this? The training session. How long did it take you?
You know, when you started training, and when you're serious in it, it always come. What you want will always come.
That's so, just like maybe DJing. You can do your music plays
at home.
Then you feel later on you can advance to the club.
Yeah, true.
I see. Yeah. So what have been some of the big events in your life that you've been called to go and take charge of security in, like within West Nile or Uganda?
I've
like the big
in,
big events, big shows.
Yeah, I've worked in so many big shows.
I've
worked in this show of this one. What? at
which one? Awilo?
Awilo, yeah.
Yes, I actually remember seeing you there.
Yeah, I worked at the show of Awilo under these events of whereby MTN organizes at the celebrations of.
Is it the 15 years?
Yeah, the 15 years I worked there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and other shows. Whenever they organize big shows at Heritage, I always be there. I always work with people.
Yeah. You've worked in Heritage, you've worked in. And right now, where do you work particularly? Because the last time I saw you was at Capital One.
Yeah, particularly I don't work. Even Capital One, I don't work. Because Capital One, guys are there. But those are all my colleagues.
So you just go there to have fun?
Yeah, just to have fun. Okay. But I also help them.
Okay.
Yeah.
So which other clubs do you do that in?
Nowadays, I don't still work. Because I've been in Moyo. I've been working with Dreams.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you've been basically in Moyo?
Yeah, I've been basically in Moyo.
And then you left there?
Yeah, I left.
Why?
Just because I came to see my family. And also have some issues of money. You know, people, you know, work, when you work for them, they don't pay you well. Yeah. So you have to look for something to do.
So that's why you are around Arua now.
Yeah.
I see. So what are some of the achievements you can attribute to being a bouncer?
It doesn't need much of things. Yeah.
Have you been able to maybe build a house for yourself? Have you been able to maybe do something constructive out of the money you've got from that bouncer work?
Actually, no. A reason being that most of the bar owners and the event organizers, they abuse us a lot.
Sure.
Yeah, that's the thing. The money you get is too little. And you also have family and your parents are also depending on you. So you cannot, you also staying in rent, you cannot,
You will have a lot. Okay.
Yeah.
I see. But then you've also had some achievements of knowing a number of people.
Yeah.
Who help you in the industry.
Yeah.
Like the artists also.
True.
Yeah. And how impactful has that, how has you knowing or being friendly with the artists helped you in your career? Let's say maybe being a bouncer in their videos, like I've seen you in the video of Van Smokey, you know, how has being appearing in those videos helped you or shape your career?
Actually, those videos, I thank so much to all these artists because the videos
you appear in.
I appear in. They always
market you,
market me, promote me to go and make people to look for me.
Okay.
Yeah, to work with them.
Now coming to that, maybe perhaps before we go to that, what are some of the challenges you've faced in the scene of being a bouncer?
Okay.
So what are some of the challenges, like some of the difficulties you faced being a bouncer that sometimes make you regret being a bouncer? What are some of them?
Actually, we have a lot of challenges in this industry. Because the payment is not okay. One is the payments. And, you know, when you're a bouncer, it's always that you need to control your anger. Because anytime anyone can box you. Because everyone come into a club with a different heart.
Others
will come just to hurt you. Yeah, that's
to
it.
Annoy you and
just
the rest.
To annoy you and the rest. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What else? What are some of the difficulties you faced there? Apart from the payment and the anger bit of it.
I cannot mention all of them.
Okay.
But there are too many.
Okay.
Yeah.
But now to be a good bouncer, do you need to booze or drink or perhaps use drugs?
Not really.
Sure.
Yeah.
So you don't do any?
I don't do any.
You don't drink?
Once I've been
employed.
I've been drinking, but I quit.
Sure.
Yeah.
So now you don't drink?
I don't drink. I don't
for
drink
real?
Anything. For real.
Hey.
Yeah.
That's a bit unique, you know? Okay. But then, so we had actually come to the, I think we're coming to the end of this. Now tell us, how can somebody access you? In case maybe I have a show, I want Emma Scorpion to come and take charge of the security. How can somebody access you or reach you?
Actually, just the person can look for my number.
Okay.
And
which
I'm
you
always,
can avail to the person, yeah.
And I'm always online.
Okay.
Can text
on Facebook.
Me on Facebook. Yeah.
What else? Which other means?
Instagram.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then tell them your number.
Actually, the easiest number you can access me is 0786.
0786.
62.
62.
29.
29.
72.
72.
Yeah.
That is how you can be accessed.
Yeah.
But do you only work within Arua or within West Nile?
I've worked, I can work anywhere.
Mm.
Yeah, because I've been moving to Adjumani, Moyo, Yumbe, maybe what, I've worked all.
Now, assuming somebody calls you in Eastern Congo or in South Sudan or even Kenya, wherever, will you?
I can work.
Even in Europe?
Yes, I can do that same job. Yeah.
Okay. Mm. So the money will vary now.
That's it.
Okay. Otherwise, it's been a pleasure being with you.
Yeah.
Perhaps you can tell us some of your best songs, maybe some of your best songs you love from West Nile or even Northern Uganda or wherever, and we have it played. What are some of your best songs? Maybe three best songs you know or you have.
Actually, I love all this West Nile music
because
these guys, we are all in one. We're all in the game together. Yeah, in the game together.
Mm.
Yeah.
So tell me now, for now, your best songs.
Actually, let me first go with this guy, a new guy of mine. That's Monopoly.
Monopoly.
Yeah. Body Down.
Body Down.
Yeah.
And that's the song we are going to end the show with.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so very much, Emma Scorpion. Hope to catch up again next time.
Okay, thanks a lot.
All right, that brings us to the end of the podcast with me, Derek Passy. Remember, we are sponsored by Zamora Promotions for all your events, promotions, and basically every branding need that you really need. You can always contact Zamora Promotion on 0786-666-322. And remember, this podcast has been coming on your way live from Arufu Records in Sambia within Arua City. You can always come here for your productions, audio productions, commercial adverts, and so very much more. DJ Popo is always here at your service, and you'll have the best of your touches. From me to you, ciao.
DJ Heartstrecker Helper.
Bad character Monopoly. Reporting live from a jolly land. Come follow me now.
La food caliente. Ana ye get on your car when I get the bamiel. Conan and a chaman or a mamiel. For long ago, you long.
Put your body down.
And ya miango.
Put your body down.
And ya miango. Hey, sexy. Oh my god. I'm silent. I don't know what to say. Manega kanya sani midi mo so say. Katiarani mai bo mi me sexy. Leta dosi mapiku ife sase. Love would no ever be like I say. So bounce up and down. Mane dinga. Ika fuva matusuni do rabata. They say something must kill a man in a man in the divani mumba di me di di di.
Put your body down.
Enya miangu.
Put your body down.
Enya miangu.
Uya, wana, chinya, kia, tiana, eh, when wange match. One make the baby we can combine.
Combine.
We can combine, yeah.
Ooh.
Combine. Anyagawe, hana lege nebe digene koma, 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 koma. Jumi mati yogo yogo anagoro mere chuma, 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 chuma. Girl put down your body to the ground. Put your body girl to the ground. Put your body down.
Enya miangu.
Put your body down.
Enya miangu. Productive girl, you're full of success. Good life you are live. Tell them say you're stressless girl. In a me life you bring happiness. Wanna treat you nice girl, you are me empress.
Girl wind down, down, down low to the ground. Girl why you blow my mind like a dynamite? Where you coming from? Come look at up here, baby in the belly. We are with your big bumper, big booty booty girl.
Now the massive wind low, low. Papi get low, low.
Put your body down.
Genius Empire.
Put your body down.
Enya miangu.